Hello, hello. Welcome to this Friday edition of the Daily Bread. A very happy Friday to you, wherever you may be listening. I pray you've had a blessed week. Amen. Appreciate you spending a little time with me here this Friday. Already the first weekend of May. Today is Friday, May the 12th already. Already this month of May seems to be going even faster than last month. Amen. This coming Sunday, we're already going to be celebrating Mother's Day. Amen. So to all the mothers, we say how much we love you, and we pray you enjoy this special day, this coming Sunday, Mother's Day. But how many of us know every day is Mother's Day? Amen. We are blessed to have our mothers. If you have your mother still with you, that's a blessing. If not, amen, know that you will see her soon. Amen. But again, this coming Sunday is going to be Mother's Day already. Amen. But before we get ahead of ourselves, again, this is Friday, May the 12th, and this is our daily bread. Amen. Where we always start our messages out with our confession that we have made for many, many years. Amen. And that is where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Where the word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. It never gets tiring. It never gets old. Amen. Because once you get a hold of a confession and you start making it, you start saying it, you start believing it, it's in your spirit, you're going to see the manifestation of what comes from making that confession. Amen. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, how's that, Andrew? Well, it's because God is always working on your behalf. God is always working behind the scenes. God is always working. God is doing his part. Amen. So when we do our part, God already guarantees his part will be done. Amen. And that's when you see the manifestation and the change happen in your life. Amen. So a couple of quick announcements before we dive into this small devotional that I have for you. I know my brain is going all different directions right now, but Andrew, let's stay focused. Amen. Let's see. As I always try and do when we start a new month, I try and go back and give you the scriptures that we have already given you throughout this year. And of course, in January, Pastor Jesse started us out with kingdom priority, kingdom focus, kingdom priority for me. Amen. That this year, 2023, we are focusing more on kingdom purpose. Amen. So be sure you keep taking notes on that. Amen. That God's kingdom is our main priority this year. Amen. And beyond. Amen. But if you have your pen and paper with you, you want to jot these down, you can. If not, you can go back and rewind this and take them down. I might be speeding through these a little bit, but bear with me. January, we gave you Philippians 3:13. Amen. We started the new year out with Philippians 3:13. Amen. And then February, we gave you 1 John 5:15. Amen. 1 John 5:15. And then for March, we gave you 2 Peter 3:18. Amen. And then April, which we just got out of, we gave you Nahum 1:7. Amen. And then this month's scripture, this May scripture, or our May scripture, is Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. Amen. Philippians 1:6. That's our May scripture. Amen. So jot that down. Amen. Keep that with you. Amen. Start your morning out with that scripture. Amen. Along with Psalms 91. Amen. Along with our God safeguard, our household card. Amen. I pray you have incorporated that into your morning routine. Amen. If you haven't, bless God. It's never too early to start. Never too early to tear a new page and start on a new page. Amen. Psalms 91, you know, God safeguard, our household prayer card, you know, get that in you as you start your morning, before you head out, before you get into your car, before you start your car, before you leave your home. Amen. Have that amount, have a good amount of time spent with the Lord, that you're starting your day on the right foot. Amen. Amen. So with that said, let's dive into this small devotional that I have for you this Friday. It is entitled, Run the Race Set Before You. Amen. And if again, if you're taking some notes, you can jot down 2 Timothy 4:7. For some reason, the Lord has just kind of been impressing on me to share devotionals that I read through. I have my Bible, and then I have about 4 or 5 devotionals that I read through. Amen. I have one new one, and then the rest I have already read through several times. Amen. But it never gets old, and God always shows me something new. But for some reason, these devotionals that I have that kind of focus on struggles, the troubles we face on a daily basis, the storms that come into our lives that we go through, amen, God has kind of been picking those out and putting it in my heart to share when I have an opportunity to come and share with you for the daily bread. So until he leads me elsewhere, amen, I'm probably going to continue on these small devotionals. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, why is that, Andrew? And as I have mentioned, Pastor Jesse, almost 3 years ago, told me I was going to do these daily breads. Amen. And I had mentioned at the first point, I wasn't at anywhere in a good spot to do these things or to share anything. I was not in a good place. But I told myself that I would purpose to only share stuff that I have gone through and that God has helped me through. And I have always tried to share the things closest to my heart because I'm not trying to give you any advice or say to you anything that I haven't already experienced or I haven't already gone through. Amen. So how many of us know it's always good to listen to good advice, maybe from someone who's already gone through something. Amen. You know, it's it's kind of that old saying, and I believe Pastor Jesse has touched on it several times. It's like we would rather know information on how to avoid things so we don't have to go through things. Amen. And I believe Pastor Jesse gave examples of a friend of his who got kind of ill, and he asked him, well, what, you're better now, so what are you doing to avoid getting sick again? And he mentioned it to him. And though Pastor Jesse never dealt with any of those illnesses, he already took steps to know what to do to avoid those illnesses. Amen. And that's what ultimately I try and do here, is to share with you certain things to avoid said bad things, so to speak. Amen? So, this one is entitled, Run the Race Set Before You. Amen? Or Run the Race Set Before Me. Amen? And if you're taking notes or you have your Bible, you can turn to 2 Timothy 4:7. Amen? 2 Timothy 4:7. It says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Amen? I have kept the faith. Amen? So the prayer I'd like to share with you today sounds like this. It says, Lord, help me to keep my focus and to not allow the challenges I face to distract me from fulfilling your will in my life. Amen? I'll read that again. It says, Lord, help me to keep my focus and not to allow challenges I face to distract me from fulfilling your will in my life. It says, I know that the enemy keeps surrounding me with distractions because you have called me to do something important. Amen? How many of us know that's true? Amen? I know that the enemy keeps surrounding me with distractions because you have called me to do something important. Each one of us has been called to do something important. Amen? You might not feel it. You might not be doing it yet. You might not see yourself there. Amen? But you are. God has called you to do something important. Amen? Don't let that slide away. Amen? Rather than let these nuisances break me and steal my joy, it says, help me keep my eyes focused on that day when I will stand before you. We are all going to stand before Jesus. Amen? Some of us, it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a shock. Amen? But some of us, it's going to be one of the most exciting days. Amen? Can't put it into words. You know, I've never been a dad. I've never been a mom. Never had a child of my own, you know, but, you know, I can imagine, you know, being a first time parent, the joy of having a child, you know, that seems kind of up there as far as excitement. Amen. But to be standing in front of God, in front of Jesus, in front of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm sure words can't describe if you are a Christian. I am a Christian. Amen. That day when we get to see them. Amen. How much joy and excitement is going to be. Amen. But on the flip side, there's going to be those who are shocked, probably scared. Amen. That they missed out. Amen. That they didn't receive what God had for them. Amen. It says, I ask that you're Spirit supernaturally energized me to push beyond the obstacles and keep pressing forward to the high calling you have designed for my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep pressing forward to the high calling you have designed for my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, today's confession, it's going to go something like this. I boldly declare that I'm a winner and not a loser. Amen. Repeat that with me. Say, I boldly declare that I am a winner and not a loser. One more time. I boldly declare that I am a winner and not a loser. Amen. It says, I don't have to throw in the towel and quit when it gets hard. Amen. But how many of us know sometimes it gets hard not to do that? Amen. Some of us, it doesn't take much for us to feel like, man, I'm going to grab that towel and throw it in the ring like boxers. The trainers, sometimes when the boxers see that the trainers see that the boxers are pretty hurt or they're not at their best, amen, they throw in the towel, amen. And some of us, we tend to throw that towel in sooner than others. But with this confession, it says, I don't throw in the towel and quit when it gets hard. Instead, it says, I dig my heels and refuse to surrender the territory that God has called to me to conquer. and possess. Amen? It says, I live my life seriously and with balance and commitment. Amen? Again, I live my life seriously with balance and commitment. Because of God's Spirit inside of me, I am tougher than any challenge and stronger than any foe. Amen? Did you get that? It says, we are stronger. Amen? We are tougher than any challenge and stronger than any foe. Amen? It says, I fight a good faith. I fight a good fight. I fight a good fight and run a good race. I am successful. I am successfully guarded and hold tight to the assignment God has given to my life. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen? I fight a good fight. I fight a good fight and run a good race. And I am successfully guard and hold tight to the assignment God has given to my life. Amen? Hold tight to the assignment God has given to my life. Amen? I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So, I pray you got a little bit out of this devotional this Friday. Amen? Bless God. I hope you got something out of it. Amen? Of course, a small reminder, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. Amen? So, if some of you don't already know or you've been going through this week with a lot going on, again, this Sunday, May the 14th, is Mother's Day. Amen? And we encourage you to join us this Sunday, May 14th, 2 p.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. We'll be having our Mother's Day service. Amen? So if you have your mom around, still with you, amen, bring her out. Amen? We will be having a blessed Sunday Mother's Day service at the Baca Center in Round Rock at 2 p.m. Amen? This Sunday, May 14th, Mother's Day. Amen? Invite someone to come. Amen? As Pastor Rose mentioned on Wednesday, it was a blessing to see all of those folks who came out this past Sunday for our first service in almost 3 years. Amen? We appreciate you coming out. It was blessed to see all of you. Amen? And we look forward to seeing you again this Sunday. Amen? Invite someone with you this time. Amen? Invite someone. Just let them know. Sunday, 2 p.m., Baca Center, come out for Sunday church with Versus Kingdom Family Church. They'll be blessed and you'll be blessed. Amen? Now, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Every area. Every area, every area, every area. Amen? Again, enjoy this beautiful weekend we're supposed to have. Amen? We look forward to seeing you this Sunday, May the 14th, for Mother's Day at the Baca Center, 2 p.m. Amen? As Pastor Jesse mentioned on Monday, we're doing a small little shift on our daily bread. Pastor Jesse will be doing Monday evenings, 7 p.m., daily bread. And of course, Pastor Rose will be doing Wednesdays, 7 p.m. daily bread. And I will be doing Fridays, 7 p.m. daily bread. Amen. So Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, small little daily breads for this month of May. Amen. We encourage you to tune in. Amen. I know we kind of shifted down a little bit. Amen. But that doesn't mean toss away the daily breads. Amen. We encourage you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, join us. Amen. It's still that little boost to get you through the week when you're in the middle of the week and when you're heading into the weekend. Amen. So tune in Monday, Wednesday, Fridays for the daily bread at 7 p.m. Amen. That's going to about wrap this Friday edition of the Daily Bread up. Again, we look forward to seeing you this Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Baca Center for Mother's Day. Bring your mother out. Amen. She'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. It'll be a blessed time of enjoyment that we bless and enjoy our time with our mothers on their special day. Amen. I'll see you right back here next Friday. Have a blessed week to come. Happy Mother's Day. A happy early Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Amen. You are loved and appreciated. Amen. I know for Pastor Rose, every day is Mother's Day with her in our lives. Amen. With Pastor Jesse and myself. Amen. She is a blessing to us, and we appreciate her greatly. And we know every day with her is Mother's Day. Amen. She has Mother's Day every day. Amen. So we encourage you to do the same with your mothers. Amen. Again, have a beautiful weekend. We'll see you Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. at the Baca Center as we celebrate our mothers on that special day, Mother's Day. Amen. Be blessed. I'll see you right back here next Friday.